Welcome to Northern Ag Network On Demand. If you like this program, we'd sure appreciate your comments on the show. Feel free to suggest to us if you've got news or stories you think your neighbors in Northern Ag Network country would benefit from hearing. We'd also like to take a second to thank BNSF Railway for sponsoring our program. BNSF Railway has been partnering with farmers for over 170 years. We thank them for the partnership. Enjoy the report.
Good Friday afternoon, everyone. Andy Schwab here from the Northern Ag Network with today's Noon Market Report. Well, the Montana Fish and Wildlife Commission passed an administrative rule yesterday at their final meeting of the year to deal with the gray wolves and grizzly bear management if those bruins ever do become delisted. The adopted rule set a foundation for the state to manage the animals and follow a statute passed in the Senate this year. Now, should those bears be delisted, it would allow the livestock owners to kill a grizzly bear if that bear is attacking livestock, as long as those livestock are where they are legally allowed to be. And North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum this morning released his year-in-review video and press release that highlighted agriculture in a few spots. Of course, one of the top listed achievements signed into law by Governor Burgum was the modernization of the state's archaic corporate farming law that now gives farmers and ranchers the ability to aggregate capital via an authorized livestock farm corporation or a limited liability company. Burgum said the narrowly defined changes in the state law allow capital investment to flow into the state, growing animal agriculture, adding value to crops, creating opportunities for the next generation, and helping rural communities and schools to thrive in North Dakota once again. Burgum also announced in the address legislation that provides $25 million for the state's Agricultural Diversification and Development Fund to provide grants for new and expanding value-added agriculture businesses, as well as public infrastructure improvements to support such businesses. There was certainly a lot more covered in that address, which can be found online at governor.nd.gov. We need to take a break. We're going to come back with the more ag news right after this.
Western Ranch Supply is your trusted winter delivery service headquarters. This winter, let Western Ranch Supply do the driving, delivering products directly to you. Yes, that's right. Vaccines, equipment, supplements, tack, and more. Monthly deliveries to all of Montana, northern Wyoming, and parts of North Dakota. Visit us online at westernranchsupply.com and check out our salesman routes for scheduling and monthly routes in your area. Western Ranch Supply, direct delivery service this winter.
Did you know the process to apply for, change, or object to a water right is changing January 1st? With the update, the DNRC Water Rights Notification Tool was developed to provide Montanans information of new proposals and provide alerts when relevant applications meet key milestones. Stay informed of proposals for new and changing water use in your area. Sign up and customize your alerts at dnrc.mt.gov/WRNT.
The American Sheep Industry Association is telling wool growers with 23.6 to 25.9 micron wool who haven't taken a loan deficiency payment in 2023, now is the time. They say the growers with that micron wool can currently receive a payment of $1.50 per pound clean and encourage wool growers to visit with their local USDA Farm Service Agency office to apply and learn more. Of course, those loan rates do change weekly, and the $1.50 LDP on 23.6 to 25.9 micron wool is about 5 to 6 times higher than all the other rates available currently. Well, lawmakers introduced the Fertilizer Research Act into the Senate. One of the bill's co-sponsors, Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin, talked about why they introduced the bill.
In recent years, our farmers have faced a lot of headwinds, and one of those challenges has been the spike in the price of fertilizer. Last year, the cost of fertilizer was like a staggering 30% of the input costs.
Baldwin did say they aim to pull back the veil on the competition within the market and be able to craft the solutions that address high costs that farmers are facing. Well, the Montana Stock Growers Foundation released a press release yesterday detailing the wins they had in the latest cattle drive program. They said it was the most successful program year yet, with over $190,000 raised by the program and the Montana's Feeding Montana initiative. They also highlighted their winning donors at the recent MSGA convention in Billings, where Dan Moore of Miles City earned the first place finish in the average daily gain, while Jeff Hockett in Haver, well, he had the best carcass value. When you take a break, we're going to come back and look at some of the ag markets right after this. There's certainly going to be winners and losers in this week's livestock markets, as the futures markets were the winners this week, while the cash cattle markets were unfortunately the losers, as those negotiated cash cattle sales did come back to match where the spot futures were. Unfortunately, that meant another $2 drop in the cash cattle sector, with the live deals now sitting at about 167, dress cattle right at 267 as well. Flip the script back, though, to the futures markets, and it looks like they're going to round the week out a little bit higher despite some softer prices on some of the contracts, as it was a pretty quiet trading day today, with many of the traders waiting on that cattle on feeder report to be released to decide which way they're going to head the market when it returns to trading next week. For the January feeders, they dropped 22 cents today at 219.12. March feeders, though, up 2 dimes at 220.30. Live cattle, unfortunately, slipping a little bit south of steady, with the February contract live cattle futures down 2 dimes at 167.72. April live cattle futures also off 40 cents at 171.17. For the lean hogs, they were the ones ramping up and showing off a little bit this morning, with a February lean up $1.27 at $71.75. When you look at the end of the supply chain, though, box beef prices were down a little bit this morning, with our choice cutoff values giving away another quarter at $292.08, while the select values up $3.27 at $261.53. Well, when we take a break, we're going to come back and wrap up with the grain markets right after this.
When you're looking for traction from a farm tire, check out the hard-working, earth-gripping 23-degree Firestone tire. 23-degree tread bars take advantage of the added torque of today's high-horsepower tractor and prove superior to 45-degree tread bars in performance and productivity. Save more time, burn less fuel, be more productive with the 23-degree Firestone tire.
Firestone and Tire-Rama, the leader in the field. Only at your local Montana and Wyoming Tire-Rama store.
It was a pretty quiet trading session throughout much of the grain complex today. However, there was some good news delivered to the ethanol producers, as that came from the form of the U.S. Department of Treasury, signaling that the use of sustainable aviation fuel will be able to qualify for some tax credits, but the corn markets didn't really have a big reaction to that. And a good note, though, we did see the wheat markets continuing to climb a little bit higher yet again this week, as March KC winter added 3.5 today at 640, May KC winter on the board up 4.25, just under 645. Doing a little bit better than them were the Minneapolis spring wheat contracts, with that nearby March up 8.25, right at 725.5, May spring wheat up 7.5 at 734.25. However, it was the Chicago wheat showing off, with the March contract adding 12 cents at 627.5, May Chicago up 11.25, right at 637. Running over to key row crops, it was a split trend there, with the corn up while the soybeans were down a little bit. March corn adding nearly 4 cents today at 483. May corn doing their best to climb back towards that $5 bid, as they added 3 cents today at 495. Well, that's going to do it for our noon market report here on the Northern Ag Network. I'm Mandy Schwab.